I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, the BUHS boys soccer team traveled yesterday and played Rosamond. Bishop took the win 3-1. Charlie Trepe, Brady Johnson, and Angel Medina each scored a goal. The player of the game goes to Angel Medina, who scored one goal and had one assist. Next game will be Tuesday at home versus Desert. A short memorial gathering is planned in honor and remembrance of Deb Murphy, a longtime local reporter for the Inyo Register and Sierra Wave Radio News. Deb Murphy passed away last month at her home in Big Pine. The remembrance gathering will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, January 10th at the Big Pine Saddle Club. Anyone who knew and appreciated her work is invited to attend, says Charles James. Yesterday, a vegetation fire broke out on Thursday morning near Lone Pine, prompting an evacuation warning and a multi-agency response. The fire, dubbed Alabama Fire, was reported at approximately 9:50 a.m. on January 8th in the area of Horseshoe Meadows Road and Granite View Drive. According to the incident command, the fire initially showed a slow rate of spread, burning an estimated 1 to 2 acres with northwest winds around 15 miles per hour. At least one structure was reported threatened. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office issued an evacuation warning for residents in ICU Zone 223-C. Officials advise residents unfamiliar with evacuation zones to check the Genesis Project platform for zone information. At 10:21 a.m., the incident commander reported that one structure was fully involved in the fire. By 11:12 a.m., an evacuation center was established at Statham Hall, located at 138 North Jackson Street in Lone Pine, per the Inyo County Sheriff's Office. An update at 1:30 p.m. indicated that the incident command was terminated and the incident was reclassified as a structure fire extending into vegetation. Fire officials reported minor scorching to nearby trees with no further spread noted. No additional evacuation orders were reported as of the final update. Residents are encouraged to remain alert for official information and updates from local authorities, which we encourage you highly to get the Genesis app. The Inyo County Office of Education has been awarded a $700,000 Distant Learning and Telemedicine DLT grant from the United States Department of Agriculture to strengthen educational access and equity across the county's rural and frontier communities. The grant will fund the Inyo Linked Ed Empowering Rural Education Opportunities Project, which will expand high-quality video conferencing, Zoom room classrooms, and professional learning spaces throughout Inyo County schools. The initiative will improve access to instruction, special education services, mental health meetings, and professional development, regardless of geographic isolation. With more than 6.5 million acres and fewer than 19,000 residents, Inyo County faces challenges that most urban districts never encounter, said Barry D. Simpson, superintendent of schools for Inyo County. This grant allows us to bring opportunity directly to our students and educators instead of asking them to travel hundreds of miles to access it. Inyo County is officially designated a frontier county with communities separated by vast distances and difficult terrain. Travel between schools can be difficult, making in-person access to specialized services, training, and collaboration both costly and impractical. Through the USDA grant, ICOE will equip multiple sites with advanced video conferencing and interactive classroom technology. These systems will support distant learning courses, speech, occupational and adaptive therapy, education therapy, individualized education program and student support meetings, teacher professional development and credential support, mental health and wellness services. Geography should never determine the quality of a student's education, Simpson said. This project ensures that a student in Death Valley or Round Valley has access to the same expertise and opportunities as a student in a large urban district. There's more to this article and press release at sierrawave.net. Well, let's go to Caltrans new traffic impacts. For Inyo County, the Lone Pine Bull Bouts project on US 395 from Inyo Street to Bush Street, the outside lane, shoulder, and sidewalks in both directions are closed while crews construct pedestrian bull bouts. Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There is a sidewalk detour on the west side of the road, and businesses remain accessible throughout the project. Drivers may experience a brief delay. Moving up the hill to Mono County, we have the Benton utility work still going on U.S. 6 from Goldsby Ranch Road to State Route 168 East. The north shoulder will close while utility crews replace poles on Monday from 8 to 4 p.m. On U.S. 6 from South Road to Walker Place near Benton, utility crews will work on poles and conductors on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience a 10-minute delay. Up in Virginia Lakes, utility work is going to be taking place on 395 near the Virginia Lakes Road north of Mono Lake. Utility crews will pull wire over the road on Thursday from 8 to 4 p.m. There will be intermittent traffic breaks, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. On State Route 158, from North Shore Drive to Avalanche Closure Gate, utility crews will replace poles on Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks, and drivers may encounter 10-minute delays. And then finally, up in Walker Place, utility work will be taking on U.S. 6 near Walker Place in Benton. The southbound shoulder will close to allow utility crews to access poles on Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. For ongoing traffic impacts, I recommend that you go out and read this release from Caltrans on SierraWave.net. Let's see what's going on over at Bishop Twin Theater. Being held over is going to be Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13. The new movie this week is Marty Supreme. It's got an 8.2 on IMDb, rated R, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Marty Mauser, a young man with a dream no one respects, goes to hell and back in pursuit of greatness. Check BishopTwinTheater.com for showtimes and more information. Check our website, SierraWave.net, for more news like this article we didn't have time for today. Controller Malia Cohen responds to Governor Newsom's State of the State address. You can find that at SierraWave.net or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.